coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, November 1-6, as well as the weekend, Friday, November 17th. This is kind of a combination, if you will, broadcast, okay? This is going to be for the weekend. This is the week that was. If you can follow me on that, I know I confuse you, but there's essentially two parts to this this broadcast, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com is with me. The other day I was speaking with Eric the Tech, and here's the reason why I asked Coach to come on, because you know, of all the people on the planet, okay, it's easy to bitch and moan and complain and get in a fetal position and say, you know something, it's just not, I mean, things are really bad, okay? It's easy to get there. And the longer you're in that position, the harder, the more difficult it is to get up from that position. So I asked Coach Dave to come on, not to give you a pep talk, but to give you a reality talk. This is a guy that has really changed the complexion of many things. He affected, impacted Target like you can't believe. If you recall, one man causing Target's stock, and I truly believe this. You might get some people say, "Oh, he didn't do that." Oh yeah, he did, to get the Target get the stock to plummet on Target over the bathrooms, the same sex issue. Okay. Just an unbelievable mover and shaker, Coach Dave Live. If you are not plugged into Coach Dave Live, if you are not, please, I ask that you do so. Because here's what we need. We need people on our team that will follow Coach Dave Live, follow his advice, follow his observations, and take to heart what he says, because we can, contrary to belief, our future is not, aside from the hand of God, not written in stone. God has left us with free will, and we can have a conversation about that. But Coach Dave is based in Ohio, and over the last few months, and especially this last election, Ohio's made some decisions. Are they the decisions of the people? And if so, what are the ramifications? Before I get to Coach Dave Live, I just want to give a shout-out, and I mean a shout-out. Look, I don't want to be accused of being Judge Artie, old Gilligan in Goron. I don't want to be accused of that. Otherwise, I would stand up, take my shirt off, and give you a torso picture. What are you laughing at, Eric the Tech? I mean, seriously. You saw that, right? We showed you his picture. But see, here's the thing. He didn't use trimwithdoug.com. See, excess stomach fat, you know, that the belly fat that hangs over your belt, okay, the Dunlap over your belt, you know that stuff, right? It's unsightly, but it also is the most dangerous fat of them all. You know why? It's linked to so many health issues. My own personal physician, again, who's a friend of mine, I've told you this story, but he had told me this. Because I would sit in the surveillance van for 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 24 hours a day. And I'd grow a paunch. And he'd say, you know, this is not good. Okay. When you look at body shapes, enough apple body shapes or large waistlines, especially, are at higher risk for health issues. And sure enough, by the way, did I develop them? Uh-huh. And was he right? Uh-huh. But if I had this back then, and if I would have listened, and if I would have had trim with Doug.com, I might not be in the shape I'm in right now. Except for Trim with Doug coming to save me. Look, this is essentially the excess belly fat. Because excess belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. I'm telling you, it's true. I can feel it poking at my liver. I can feel it poking at my spleen. Now, to be serious, though, the big reason why myself, along with so many people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoughtfully formulated with science-backed ingredients provided by Mother Earth to promote reduced fat storage, help speed up the breakdown of fat, stop weight or support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. By the way, reducing cravings, that's key. And I'm just telling you. Really, this really does that. It boosts metabolism. I can actually feel the speed, okay? I'm serious. When I say feel the speed, I feel differently when I take this. Simply by taking a serving each morning and another serving in the evening to give your body the nutrients it needs to help supercharge your weight management efforts. I'm telling you, that's the greatest stuff I've taken in terms of trimming that excess belly fat. The best part I love about this, look, you can get some, you can get over half off until they run out of their current supply, their current inventory. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued over $500 until they don't have them anymore. So do this right now after this show. Go to trimwithdoug.com. And among the gifts, by the way, this free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, satisfaction guarantee, free shipping. You can't beat this with a big stick or with the paunch that you might have. So get yours now by going to trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com, trimwithdoug.com, trimwithdoug.com. And it's there on your screen. And if you don't do it, don't make me come down there and, you know, shake the rolls. One person that does not have that problem is Coach Dave, CoachDaveLive.com. And I'll tell you what, he's just a tremendous football coach, but he's a life coach. And a guy that when I'm down, or if I'm thinking, man, you know, geez, oh, man, hey, if I'm feeling bad about something, I listen to Coach Dave. And he brings me right up. But he's got some, you know, he's got a message for all of us. And it's about time we dust off our shoes, quit feeling sorry for ourselves, quit feeling like we're helpless because we're not. And the football coach in him is going to come out. I can feel it. And God bless this man, his wife, and his ministry. Coach Dave Live. Dave Dobmeyer, thanks for joining me. I'm going to give it to you, man. You've got the floor. Let it rip, sir.
Been a while, Doug. I listen to you regularly. Appreciate all you're doing. And, you know, it's a team, brothers. It's a team. And
it is.
One of the things that I've really, really struggled with or been pushing against, one of the things I think makes what we do here at Coach Dave Live unique is we try to engage people, Doug. We don't, you know, I'm so sick. This is me now. I'm so sick and tired of going to conferences and hearing other people tell us what the problems are. I already know what they are, Doug. I already know. It's not like I don't want to go to the dentist and have him tell me I have a cavity. I know I have one. That's why I've come here. I got a cavity. Fix it, will you? And it seems to me that like we have a lot of what I would call football analysts, one who can explain to us everything that's going on. Look at him over there. This double team block here. And look over here. This guard's pulling over here. And look at him. We got a lot of people that are doing that. I already know what the enemy's doing. I understand it. The question I would always ask our coaches when I went into the locker room at halftime, I would ask them, what are they doing and how do we stop it? They're running off tackle. What the hell's going on? How are we going to stop them? Because I'm solution oriented, Doug. And because I grew up in an environment, a give and take, yin and yang football environment where sometimes the other team makes a good play and God bless them, they made a good play. My job is not to sit there and talk about what a great play they made. My job is to figure out how to counter that. And those of us who carry the name of Christ, Bible says that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is live and well inside us, dude. And I look at what's going on in America, and it seems like we are clueless about what it is that we're supposed to do with the forces of darkness. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We understand this is a spiritual war. But can somebody find me for me any place in the scriptures where the Bible tells us just to sit down, roll over, and take it because we win in the end? Doug, that's not the way football's played, brother. You teach your football guys, you win every play. Every play. Woody Hayes used to say 3 yards and a cloud of dust. 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, and we will drive the ball down the field. Well, we have totally, completely lost that mentality. And one of the things that we do here at Coach Dave Live, Pass Assault Ministries, is we are actively engaging in driving the ball down the field. Now, Doug, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm not bragging about all we're doing. I'm just telling you, I could give you example after example after example of the way the Lord has moved when we have engaged. And if there's one problem that the American church is facing today, is they don't realize that God moves through people. The Bible says faith without works is dead. I can spend my whole day, I can spend the whole month on a fast and praying in my prayer closet and putting a monk's hood over the top of my head. If I don't, at the end of that fast and that prayer session, if I don't walk out of the dugout onto the field, there isn't anything that's going to happen. God works through people. And the reality of it is, Doug, most of the American church, our church leadership, by the way, the worst Christian leadership probably in the history of the world is we're living it right now. Isaiah 56:10 says, Israel's watchmen are blind. They're all dumb dogs, dumb, afraid to bark. They can't bark. Doug, we see little children being taught that they can be boys, can be girls, and girls can be boys. And the body of Christ basically is what? Helpless to do anything about it. That grinds my griddle, if you know what I'm talking about, Doug. So we're an active boots on the ground ministry, and my football coaching training taught me that when you run a play, first and 10, there's always a second and something, and sometimes there's a third and something, and sometimes there's a fourth and something, and sometimes you punt, and then it starts over again. First and 10, second and 10. And we have totally, completely lost that vision and understand that the team that we're playing against is exercising that 3 yards and a cloud of dust to perfection. On my morning show this morning, Doug, we talked about how in the world can the transgender movement be in control of the agenda in America? And they are, aren't they, Doug? If we can't understand that they are in control of everything, we're blind. How has that happened? Well, it's happened because we've had no organized opposition, no pushback, no defense, no blitzing, no huddle to do anything to stop the advance of the enemy. We're trusting on Republicans, conservatives, and we already know that that's a two-card mommy, Doug. We got some of my friends locked up in prison still from January 6th who didn't do anything. Some of them haven't even been to a courtroom yet, and yet the Republicans are totally and completely silent about it, right?
To use your football metaphor, while they're grinding away, we are giving them the field. We are not even showing up on the field.
No resistance.
And it's about damn time, in my view, that we put up the fight that is needed, that God called us. And I defer to you on some of this because, again, I look to your leadership because you have really done a lot to galvanize the people to fight the war in which we find ourselves. But I'll tell you something. If we don't get out there, if we don't get off our collective asses, and I say that without apology, and fight, engage, we're not going to win. We can't. We like you said, you can spend a month in a prayer closet fasting and praying. Nothing wrong with that, but if you go from there to the couch and expect someone else to get involved, you're the problem. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we can sit around and pray that he'll make the field goal, but he's got to kick it, doesn't he, Doug?
He's got to have a kicker to kick the – yes, yes.
He's got to kick it. And so we say, you know, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, and God's with us, and we win in the end. All that. Folks, I believe that we can win now. I'm just dumb enough to believe that we can win now. But fighting against a lot of forces, one of them being the surrender mentality of the American church. You say, what do you mean by that, Coach? Well, we win in the end. If I ever had a football player tell me during the middle of the game that we win in the end, I would get his arse off of the field. Because his job is to win every down. Every down you win, right? And the mentality we have is, well, they're really, the devil is so powerful. And oh, by the way, Coach, it's exactly what God said would happen in the end. Jesus predicted all of this stuff, and it's only going to get worse. I said, dude, look, here's what I know. Bible says, occupy till I come. It says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. It tells us to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. And I ask myself this, do you see that anywhere in the American church? If anybody is standing up and pushing back and contending for the faith, if anybody's trying to prevent the castration of little boys who think they're girls, and not only that, having it taught to other children in the schools, is anybody standing up and pushing back against that? And if they are, Doug, they're called haters and judgmental and unloving and bigoted by other members in the church. Are you your brother's keeper? Do I have a responsibility to make sure that my neighbor's son doesn't get his ding-dong cut off? I think I do. So we're in the midst of something that just happened here in Ohio. As I transition a little bit, Doug, we're a red state. Well, we're a red state, man. We're the heart of it all. And last election, Ohio voters passed abortion. Wait a minute, Doug. We didn't just pass abortion. We codified it into the Constitution, a constitutional amendment legalizing abortion. Not only that, Doug, abortion without the parents knowing about it. Huh? Oh, puberty blockers without the parents knowing about it. How could this possibly happen? At the same time,
I was going to ask you, how in the hell did that happen, given the red state, how did this happen? Because I thought of you, and I'm not sure of this. We live probably, what, 300-400 miles from each other. But I'm pretty sure I heard you yelling. I'm not 100%, but it sounded like you. But how did this happen?
Well, you know who Dr. Doug Frank is? Do you guys some of you remember him out there from the election stuff 2-3 years ago? And he's one of the guys doing all the research on it.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, that's a guest that you have to get on, because I heard Dr. Frank speak about just before the election, actually about a month ago. And here's what he said that I suspected of. He said that here in Ohio, I don't know what it's like in Pennsylvania. You have 30 days to vote. Now, Doug, we have President's Day, Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas Day. Everything's got a day, but 30 days to vote and 30 days for gay pride. So somebody make the connection for me on that one, right? So Dr. Frank made a powerful presentation. He said they've done a bait and switch on us, that they've told us it's all about the machines. The machines, the machines, the machines. And there's probably some truth to it. But Dr. Frank said the big problem is the voter rolls. Are you hearing me, Doug? The voter rolls.
I hear you.
He said, if people don't go clean up their local voter rolls, we will never win another election. Did you know this, Doug, that 68%, I think my statistics are right, 68% of all voters who voted in Ohio on this election, we just heard, 68% of them voted by mail. They didn't even have to show up and prove who they were.
Oh, my.
They submitted it by mail. And here in Ohio, in Columbus, we have what's called an early voting center. My buddy Mark Harrington, who runs the ministry Created Equal, lives over by there, and he was warning me. He says, Coach, those buses are being bussed in there all day, every day, voters coming in, casting ballots. But Dr. Frank said the problem is the illegal mail-in votes from places that have an address where maybe 15 or 20 different ballots are going to that address, and somebody's casting them and mailing them in. And what happened in the 2020 election wasn't the machines, although that was part of it. Think about it, Doug. They stopped the election. Why did they stop the election? Because Trump had more votes than they expected, and they had to go out and bring in the votes that were already printed, had to bring them in to run them through the machines. So you say, Coach, what are you talking about? So here's the problem. The left believes in their calls far greater than we do, because they're not counting on the Holy Spirit, the Lord, to pull them through. They're whatever they're counting on, right? And we don't understand that all that fraudulent voting, all that stuff's going in, all those mail-in ballots are coming in through the fraudulent election system. And as a result, Ohio turns from red to blue. Why? Because 32%, only 32% of Christians in Ohio voted. Only 32%. So we can't call this fraudulent voting, although it is fraudulent voting. They just want to win more than we do, Doug. They want to win more. So I believe this. I believe Ohio's still red. This is still cornfield country America. But if we don't return to one-day voting, we will never again see fair elections anywhere in America.
How do we do that? How do we get, what do we need to do to return to, and by the way, folks, if you're watching this on Rumble or Brighteon, do subscribe, please, to Rumble, our channel on Rumble and Brighteon. But how do you, I mean, so what do we need to do to change this? This is untenable. We cannot allow this.
We can't allow it, Doug. We can't allow it. So Doug Frank, so remember, all politics are local.
Right.
Got us distracted, and we're worrying about the machines, and we're about all that. And there's some truth there. But that, Doug, they stopped the voting during that election so that the ballots that were already cast, in case they needed them, were able to be brought in and run through the machines.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with you on that.
And so we have to locally begin to purge our voting rolls. We need to get a coalition of people and go to our local board of elections and demand that those voting rolls be cleaned up. That's a start. Dr. Frank, I'll get you the contact. You need to get him on.
As a matter of fact, we just had his analysis on screen. If you can put that back up, because folks, read this. It'll be in the show notes. Read Dr. Douglas G. Frank's election analysis. It's well worth a read.
And Doug, he has a plan. He's not just a guy spouting. He's got a plan on how to be able to take it. If we do not get elections back to ballots that you mark, not electronic, right, ballots that you mark, and one-day voting, we will never again see a fair election in America.
The other side
has seized it. Well, those of us Christians don't even vote. 30% of us went out and voted.
Right? And what do you say? Okay, so here's what I get in emails and comments. Well, you know, voting, what's the use? There's this fatality mentality. Hey, look at that. It rhymes. What do you say to those people? I mean, get your butt off the couch and go vote.
I mean, what do you say? And again, I don't want to get camped on this, but this is important. But once again, Doug, we couldn't get in Ohio pastors to stand in a pulpit and explain to their people how critical issue one was. We couldn't. In Ohio, Doug, right now, constitutional amendment, they can give your 13-year-old son puberty blockers and don't have to tell you.
I'm going to tell you something. They do that to my grandkids. They're going to be missing a few body parts.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on, right? That's what's going on. And why is it going on? Because we let them, lies, deception, and fear, we let them create the message. The media all carried the same message, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, right? And we couldn't get out of that broken record. But Doug, the old football coach in me, right?
Yeah.
I got to figure out a way to win. So I saw that thing pass. And I'll be honest with you. I wasn't shocked that either one of them passed. And I said, boy, thank you, Lord. Can I tell you why, Doug?
Oh, please.
Well, now I know.
Man, okay. Yeah, I got to hear this. Go on.
Now we know that in Ohio, well, you can have a constitutional amendment with just 50.1%. Wow. Hey, let's get a constitutional amendment. Let's put prayer back in school. Hey, let's get a constitutional amendment. Let's put the Ten Commandments back on the wall. Hey, let's get a constitutional amendment saying that a man and a woman are determined by genetics at birth. Doug, do you see the possibilities of what if we could wake up and understand what's going on and understand how the game is played? Do you see the open avenue that the Lord has given us? But see, we can't do it because we're laying over in the corner, licking our wounds, saying, well, the Lord said it's just going to get worse. Jesus will be coming anytime soon. Doug, would you coach a team like that?
Hell no.
Would you want to coach a team like
that
lays down so that way we're going to win anyway, but we still get to ride home on the bus? that's where we are, right? So Let's say, all right, 50.1. Wow. Let's go change the Constitution in Ohio. And Doug, I don't even think we think that way.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first one to admit, until you mentioned it just now, that was not where my head was at. And thank you for that, because a lot of people are stuck, I guess, where I'm stuck. I'm looking at the bad news. I'm looking at, hey, they can do this, constitutional amendment passed. But then, hey, if they can do that, we can do that, but we have to act.
We got to move, Doug.
Yes.
We could put a constitutional amendment on saying what? Transgender education in public schools is against the law. We could do that, couldn't we, Doug? Couldn't we? See,
yeah.
See, we Christians, we have been so brainwashed that we don't think that we ought to push our values on anybody else, right? Everybody has a right to believe what they want to believe, right? Well, how do two walk together unless they agree? And until the church, the American church, wakes up and understands that we are at war and fight like we are at war, we're not going to, I don't care how many times you go on a fast and I don't care how many prayers you say. If you faith without works is dead, if we do not execute a game plan that the Lord can bless, we will not win. But, Doug, currently, what's our game plan? Well, it's only going to get worse. Evacuation. Will you win in the end? Sorry to see it happen, America. Goodbye, America. Doug, yeah. I'm going down with the ship, buddy. If there's a rapture, I'm out of here. I'll be on the first load. But until then, the Bible says, work while the sun shines, for a day cometh when no man can work. And I think we have an obligation to our Lord and Savior, no matter how bad it looks, to continue to rebuild the wall, to repair the breach, to stand up and speak up for the sake of our children and grandchildren. Michelle and I have 10 grandbabies. 10 of them, Doug.
10.
They're the most beautiful, precious little things that you could ever. You know what it's like, right?
Oh, yeah.
I look in their eyes every day and know this, that they're going to live in what I leave them. They're going to live in the world that I leave them. And the Bible says that if you train them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, you make them a prey. Now, that's a paraphrase of two different scriptures. We are making our children a prey. We're training our kids in Christian values in a world where they're eating Christians, right? Locking them up in jail. J6 is, Doug, those guys in jail in Washington, D.C., those are Christians, brother.
I know.
Those are believers who showed up there. And the silence of the church, silence of the Republican Party. Are you kidding me? They say, well, we have to appeal to heaven. That's right. Let's appeal to heaven and ask him to honor our efforts. And let's go do something. Hey, Doug, look, this is really exciting to me. We've done an initiative. One of the things that we do at Coach Dave Live, we equip others to do ministry.
Okay.
You would be amazed at how many great ideas there are out there that people have. One of our guys, Randy, came up with an idea. He says, Coach, we need to go stake the 12 district courts in America. Now, you say, folks, what do you mean by stake? Well, that comes into a whole other thing where the Bible says in Joshua 1, every place you put your foot, given unto you as an inheritance. And Steve Hemphill came up with an idea of driving literal stakes in the ground on your property, claiming your property for the Lord, on your city, claiming your property for the city, yada, yada, yada. Put scriptures on it, claim it every place you put your foot. Well, but Randy got the vision. He says, you know what we need to do? He says, we need to stake our 12 district courts. I thought, are you kidding me? And Doug, we put together a team, just in our little Coach Dave Live. We put together 12 different teams that went to all federal courts in America on the same day at the same time. We did a prayer walk. We drove stakes in the ground and we reclaimed those district courts for the cause of Christ. Would anybody out there want to disagree with me that our courts are under the control of some very, very dark powers? And Doug, you know what happened? We've been starting to see favorable decisions come out of these district courts. Now, let me ask you something. Why should that shock us? Why should that shock us? Right?
Yeah,
when we go back, we established God's authority. We call down whatever come against the principalities and powers. Say, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords here. And we are going to reclaim this rotten legal system that the devil has stolen. Because why? The Lord loves justice and judgment. So Doug, 12, we had about 60 people in 12 different districts out in San Diego and down in Cincinnati and out in Washington at the same time, go march and stake those. Nobody knew we were doing it. We just quietly did it. And Doug, we are doing stuff like that all the time, all across America, in places that people don't even know. And we're inviting the power of the Holy Spirit back in, right? Principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. Psalm 2 says the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. So we see the battleground. Are we going to engage in it? Or are we just going to forfeit? Say, oh, well, devil's in control. What can we do? That's not in my heart, and that's not the attitude. And I believe that God is blessing those efforts, right? He said, go into all the world, and I'll be with you. And I think we need to get a more aggressive attitude about the things of the Lord and stand up and push back. And I think we'll be amazed at what will happen in this country, because I can promise you this, and then I'll stop my filibuster. There's not a man and woman in America that want their son be homecoming queen. Not a one of them, Doug. There's not a man or woman in America that want their daughter to have to go into a restroom where a man's in there. Not a one. So knowing that, Doug, how are we losing these battles? Well, we're losing these battles because God's purveyor of truth, the church, is silent and asleep. Isaiah 56:10 says, dumb dogs afraid to bark. The church ought to be leading this spiritual revolution. And in fact, they're cowering in fear, waiting for an evacuation.
We are the church. I mean, in the absence of the customary church, what you would think of with a congregation and a pastor, minister, priest, whatever, okay, they're absent. And we are the church. We are the doers. We are the movers. And I'll tell you something, folks. You just heard, and you're listening to Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I call him America's coach for this reason. You're hearing it right now. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. Anyone who's ever muttered, well, you know, what can I do? I'll tell you what, go to CoachDaveLive.com. Become part of Coach's team. If you're serious, if you're serious about making the change, you're not going to sit back, you know, and talk a good game and then turn the remote, you know, use a remote, turn TV back on. Okay. Become a part of something that's bigger than all of us. And that is CoachDaveLive.com. It's why I love this man. I love his family. I'm going to tell you what, his wife is one of the most beautiful people I know. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking, well, that
she
too.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. She's a beautiful woman inside and out. But Coach Dave Live and his family and his group of people that comprise his ministry, I'm telling you right now, they are so effective. And you know, the one thing that is common, and I'm going to shut up after this, there's fear. I sense fear by people. When people see you coming, the enemy sees you coming, there is palpable fear in the air. I've seen it in D.C. I've seen it elsewhere. And I love that. Go ahead.
So, folks, I want you to, a couple principles that I want you to think about here, okay? I don't give a dime to the church anymore. I don't give a dime.
Nope.
Let me tell you why, Doug. My dear friend Mark Harrington, who I mentioned earlier, said something to me that I'll never, ever forget. When I just first got in ministry 20-some years ago, he said, the greatest battle we face, you want to find out, he said, that the people on the left give money to causes, and the people on the right give money to their church.
Mm.
And the money goes into the church, and it never leaves the church. Salaries, padded pews, lights, foam machines, whatever, right? And Doug, did you know that here in Ohio for this election that we just went through, did you know that George Soros money flooded in this thing? So much money that you can't even believe. Because why? Because the left is committed to causes. And the money that goes into the church never. Oh, they may send a little bit. They may take care of some missionaries over in over in Guatemala. Everybody seems to want to go to Haiti. I tell people this: we're missionaries to America. Yeah. We, Coach Dave Live, we're missionaries to America. If we don't save America, Haiti ain't going to get saved. I can promise you that, right? And so I boldly say to people, send us money, because why? We're going to turn it into boots on the ground action. And the idea, again, the pastors and the churches have talked about the tithe, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there'll be meat in my house. And the reality of it is, it's poison meat. Most of them are serving in there, Doug. And as a result, yep, guys like me and Mark Harrington and others, warriors, are out there fighting, selling hats and T-shirts, trying to fight this battle against George Soros. Are you with it? Hey, folks, I ain't begging for money. You don't have to send me any money. I'm just telling you, this is the reality, because the other side believes in what they're doing so much that they put their money behind their mouth. And we don't do that on the right. We give our money to the church and pray that God will move.
That's something that, yeah, look, I know you, that you're the last person to ask for support, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're giving to a church right now, or if you're not, but thinking about that you should be giving to a cause, CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. The link will be in the program description box. I really ask from the bottom of my heart that you support this man, this ministry, this mission, because this man, as you can tell, is on a mission to save America, it's not really about saving America, it's about saving the future of your family, of your grandchildren. You know?
Doug, do we have any idea the way things are rolling right now? Folks, do you love your children? Do you love your grandchildren? I look at those little beaners, that's what I call my little monkeys. I look them in the eye, their innocence. Do you have any idea, with the assault on Christianity that is going on right now, Doug, do you have any idea what it's going to be like 10 years from now?
If you don't stand up right now and
push back, Doug? You know what J6 was about? The J6 was about arresting the Christians who were troublemakers. That's what it was about. And they locked them up without even giving them a trial.
Yep.
Because they said, listen, the Bible says if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. So they said, we're going to lock up a bunch of these guys on J6, and maybe those other people will shut their mouths and stay in their homes and leave us alone. Well, to me, brother, next man up, right? What if that happened in Normandy Beach? Which it did happen, didn't it, Doug?
Yes,
they mowed them all down, and reinforcements showed up. So we have to understand that we are facing lies, deception, and fear. They're all from the pit of hell. They're all from the evil one. Lies, deception, and fear. And our only opposition is to do what? Have nothing to do with those unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Taking down strongholds, pulling down principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, weapons of our warfare. Not that, it's a spiritual war. We are human beings, physical bodies, filled with a natural spirit man, a spirit man. We are a spirit living a natural existence. We're not natural men living a spiritual existence. When I die, I'm leaving this body. I don't know what's beyond this, but I know I'm leaving this body. So it says in Ecclesiastes 7 that in the eyes of the Lord, better is the day of your death than the day of your birth.
Mm.
What? Yeah. So you mean to tell me that when I leave here, especially Doug, if I go down fighting, can you imagine the reception waiting for me in heaven? Why don't we preach that message? Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. He would lay down his life for those little kids who have been trained in transgenderism and homosexuality and all kinds of deviancy. Jesus said it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and be thrown into the deepest part of the ocean than mislead one of these little ones. Don't we love our children, Doug? Don't we love our children? I'm telling you, it baffles me every day to see what the Church of Christ is putting up with, brother.
We
are least like Christ when we're afraid. We are least like him when we are afraid.
And we've got so-called Christian churches, which they're not, putting on these drag queen shows and these abhorrent, perverse things, right?
Yeah.
You know, and what do? We put up with that. Do you think the left puts up with that crap? Hell no. I mean, the things that they don't agree with, no.
They own all the institutions, Doug. They own all of them, yeah, right?
Right, right.
We just saw another insurrection in Washington, D.C. just this week, didn't we? Didn't we see it? Are they arresting those guys? Are they sending the FBI after those guys?
Hell no.
No. No, why? Because the other team's got the ball. The other team's... and see, we're just dumb enough. We think if we can just get the right Republicans in there, come on, man.
You're going to need about 435 of them in the House side and then about 100 in the Senate side in order to become effective. And they're going to have to be true Christian conservatives, which most aren't. So good luck with that.
Let me throw this in before I forget it.
Please.
Thanks for having me on, man.
No, thank you for coming on, man. I love this. And by the way, folks, I want you to embrace what Coach is saying right now. First of all, make sure you go to CoachDaveLive.com. Make sure you support this man. But I want you to embrace this for the weekend. I want this to resonate with you all weekend, because I'm tired of as Bongino calls it, the felonious mopery that we see taking place. Go ahead.
Again, this flies in the face of a lot of people's theology, Doug, but this is kind of where I am, man. The Lord, we think in a linear fashion.
Yes.
And by that I mean 1950, 1960, 1970. What were you doing during the 80s? Oh, do you remember the 90s? That's the way we think, isn't it, Doug?
It is.
But that's not the way the Lord moves. The Lord moves in cycles. That's why we have winter, spring, summer, fall. That's why the Lord said there's nothing new under the sun, right? And so I know this. We are moving right now. Sorry, folks, to hurt your theology. We're moving from darkness unto light. Doug, stay with me here a second. Back in 1950, think about the guys came back from the war in 1940, and the next thing you know, it's 1950, and then there's Elvis in the 1960s. Here come the Beatles, and in 1970, Timothy Leary shows up, tune in, turn on, and drop, smoke dope and all that stuff in 1980s, and all of a sudden, America spiritually was getting darker and darker and darker and darker and darker. And Doug, I believe right now that we have hit our darkest moment. Right now, we are right now at the end of a cycle. And I believe with things that I see going on, the awakening that's going on, people beginning to understand they can't trust their government, they can't trust their doctor, they can't trust the medical system, they can't trust their schools. People are now finally beginning to see that, Doug, and that's part of the alarm going off. The alarm's going off, and they're looking around, and they say, what? You didn't take that vaccine? Huh? Or how about this one? Oh, you got cancer, and you took the vaccine? You took it? People's eyes are beginning to open. And I think the greatest awakening that we have ever seen in the United States of America is starting. It's starting right now, Doug. And it's not going to be good, because as the awakening comes and you get up in the morning here in Ohio, up where you live up there, when one of those snowstorms come in overnight and you stick your head out and look outside and the snow's 4 feet deep, you say, oh, my goodness. I got some shoveling I got to do. Doug, we got some shoveling we got to do. But I'm telling you, brighter days are ahead of us. That's the way the Bible says that in the last days, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. His sons and daughters prophesy, young men dream dreams, old men see visions. The greatest revival the world has ever seen is right at our doorstep. And we can't see it because the lights are out. The lights are out.
Sun.
Hey, Doug, you don't hear this much, do you? Everybody's negative. Oh, doom and gloom. We lose. Oh, woe is me. Oh, well, I believe Jesus is coming back, but I believe he's coming back. The sun's coming up, and we're all going to be able to see him. So I just want to encourage people to shake off what I used to call in coaching that stinking thinking, man. Shake that off. Well, I tell people, they say, how you doing, coach? I said, well, I'm either up or I'm getting up, right? Come on, man. So we're in the midst of it, and it's our turn now. It's our turn now. It's our turn.
Amen.
To stand up and push back and fight for the cause of Christ.
It's not only our turn, in my view, it's our responsibility, because you know, I've been reading the Bible more and really attempting to absorb the words of God, and everything you're saying right now just again resonates with me, and I want this to resonate with each one of you listening and watching this. Do not be down. Do not say, woe is me. And boy, things are bad. I mean, they are bad, but understand, like you just, we spoke briefly before airtime, too brief, by the way, but, you know, it's always darkest before the sun comes up. Okay. And I've, you know, if anyone who's ever delivered newspapers as a young person, okay, you know how dark it is. And then the sun comes up. That's, I believe, you're right. I think we're there. And I turn to people like, for example, Naomi Wolf, who appears on Bannon's show.
Yeah.
She was a leftist. And
she's a lefty.
And all of a sudden, now she's talking about principalities and powers of darkness and saying, look, this is a spiritual battle. So if we can, you know, if she can wake up and understand what's going on, the world, I mean, your words, my words, they're not lost on people. I believe we can.
Hey, Doug, I've been telling people this. I'm not making this up. I've been saying this for 10 years. I said the real pushback in America was going to come from what I called the NASCAR crowd. The NASCAR crowd. See, most men, when they get to church, they get so domesticated and so effeminized, they're basically no good for any fight anywhere. They're not any good for it. But the NASCAR crowd, those are the guys who have God tattooed on one arm and Bud tattooed on the other. And they don't know God, but they know right from wrong. Now, I've been telling everybody that the pushback was going to come from the NASCAR crowd. And Doug, are we seeing that?
Yes.
Budweiser's going broke, are they not?
Yeah.
Budweiser is going broke. So we're beginning to see these people who aren't domesticated Christians who've had enough of it. And they're getting organized and they're pushing back. And there is a fuse that it's about to be lit in this country like we have never seen. And when this wildfire is released, brother, it's going to be something to watch. I think it's the most exciting time in all of history to be alive, because everything's instantaneous. If something happens in, across the street, you see it. But if it happens in California, you see it. Everything is instantaneous. We see it. And they're not going to be able, no matter how much they try to censor it, Doug, they're not going to be able to keep a lid on it.
Amen to that. How true that is. And I think the pushback, I think the greatest fault of our enemy is to underestimate our response. Mm-hmm. Because our response, I believe, will be extreme and with prejudice. But we again, we have to show up. We've got to be on the field. We've got to be suited up, like you say. And we've got to be ready to play. And our mind's got to be right. If you're on the field and your mind's not right, you're going to suck out there, right? I mean,
so Doug, again, not patting myself on the back. I'm trying to encourage people.
I'll pat you on the back. I just can't reach you.
Okay. That we can make a difference. The Spirit of Christ inside of us still is powerful. We can make a difference. Do you guys, folks, do you know out there that we went to Hillary Clinton's house three different times, 15 Old House Lane. I went there three different times.
I was with you once, and that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Go ahead.
And Doug, she's basically nothing anymore, is she? We went there three times, and we prayed over that. We asked God to do whatever God wanted to do. We went to Joe Biden's house. We went to Obama's house. We went to the Georgia Guidestones. By the way, are those things still standing? We went there on November 11th, and we did a prayer vigil and a prayer walk and staked it and did all that stuff. And then about 2 weeks later, those things blew up. Now, FBI, we didn't do it. CIA, we didn't do it. But we understand that this battle is a spiritual battle, and we called upon the forces of heaven to intervene. We didn't mean tear them down. But they tore them down. And if you go there today, which I was just down there last week, Doug, I was down in Georgia last week. I drove by the Georgia Guidestones. You know what's there, Doug? Nothing. There's nothing there. Now, I can't say we did it, but we went and we called the power of God, that God would be glorified. And those babies are
gone. I'm going to tell you this, okay? That when that happened, because I did know that you were down there, and then 2 weeks later, they're dust. The Guidestones are dust. And you cannot convince me, folks, that the power of God was not there.
Amen.
Okay.
It took 150 people, Doug, from all across America who came there with us. It just wasn't me.
Yeah.
We prayer walked it and we staked it and it was power. We were just being obedient. And isn't it amazing? It was on the 200th. Or was it the 300th anniversary of the Pilgrims landing at Plymouth Rock?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right, yeah.
The signing, it was the 300th anniversary of the signing of the Mayflower Compact.
Yep.
It was the day we showed up down in Georgia. Because you remember at that time, Doug, all the election stuff was all about what was going on in Georgia, right? They were doing recounts in Georgia and yada, yada, yada. Can I tell you another one, Doug?
Please.
We went to Bill Barr's house. I could show you pictures, folks. We took a bunch of people, 150 some people, to Bill Barr's house, his neighborhood. And he came out and spoke with us, and we prayed with him, and we asked the Lord to move, and the Lord moved, Doug. 3 weeks later, he resigned. He couldn't take the heat. He couldn't take the spiritual heat that we put on him. Now, folks, you can laugh if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you get in your car and you take some people with you and you go and you obey what the Lord says to do about pulling down principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, if you read Psalm 2 and see it in Psalm 2 that the kings of this earth are working against the Lord and call down from heaven an appeal to heaven, God's real. His power is real. And we got to quit floundering around like we're powerless and can't do all that. The devil's just too powerful. Because Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. Hey, Doug, think he's lying?
No. No.
So the problem's us. Problem ain't the devil's kids acting like the devil. The problem's our kids, Lord's kids, not acting like the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And again, folks, I really want this. I mean, absorb what Coach is saying. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. Please do that. CoachDaveLive.com. And by the way, he's not going to ask you, but I am. You support that man. You support his ministry. You support his mission because he's got people in the field, like he said, staking out the federal courthouses. Okay. And he explained that. I'm not going to re-explain it, but the bottom line is there are things that are happening that to me are inexplicable. For example, Exhibit B, Georgia Guide Zones, okay? I don't know what happened, but I'll tell you what. I know he was there a couple of weeks before. They just went poof, wow, that's
really
good.
We didn't expect him to just go poof, Doug. That wasn't really what we expected, right?
That didn't surprise me, though. It made me do a double take, but it didn't surprise me because I do know the power of God. And I know that when you call upon God, he listens to the requests that we have. And God bless you for doing that. And
well, Doug, how about this one? When the Georgia Guidestones, I don't know if you folks are familiar with them, when they literally blew up, right? Did you know, Doug, that they did no investigation on it? They did no investigation on it. They came and they brought tractors in, they brought backhoes in, and they tore those things down and they carried them away. And the ATF didn't do an investigation of what blew it off. The federal government didn't do an investigation of what. They just carted them away. Now, why didn't they do an investigation? Could it be they know something we don't know?
I would think so, but what do I know?
I mean... Right.
But you're right. They did not. And have we heard anything about that? Of course not. There is Coach Dave.
Well, Eric the Tech is good, isn't he? Eric the Tech is the best.
The
that's
most,
us. That's us, folks. On November 11th, 2020, I think it was, at the Georgia Guidestone. See that cross we put up on top of it? Some guy brought a great big cross, and we elevated it. We got copies of the Ten Commandments against it. We prayer walked around that thing. We staked that property, and we walked away and said, Lord, your will be done. And what happened?
Kaboom.
Boom. They were gone. They said it was a lightning strike, Doug. I hope it was a lightning strike.
It could have been. But I can tell you this, to the FBI, ATF, and any other agency, that cross, not C4, okay? No, it wasn't. But I'll tell you, what a great looking... Look at the... Those are people who are involved. They stopped what they were doing.
Simple people, Doug. Just simple people.
Hey, Eric and I joined you that one day, okay?
Yep.
We're simple folk, okay? We're nobody special. But I'll tell you something. It makes a difference when you are involved. And not only changes the, and pardon the word target, but the subject of the prayers and of the interest, but it changes us. It changes you. It changes us from in here. And that's what we need to do.
Doug, do I have 30 seconds to show a real quick video that we put together here?
Please. Yes.
Yeah. Eric, I think you got it there.
Three minutes.
Let me explain a little bit, right? The Bible says that where there's unity, God will command the blessing. And I want you to think about that. Not uniformity. Not everybody marching in the same step. Unity. Unity of purpose. Where there is unity, God will command the blessing. Think about that a second, right? Man, and how disunified we are. So I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, and the Browns upset, they beat Baltimore last week on a last second field goal. But I this one clip caught me, Doug, of the football team on the last drive. They had to get down into field goal position, and I was watching the replay of it because I didn't see the game live. And I'm watching the replay, and I saw this play. I thought, what? And I looked at it again, and I ran it over again, ran it back, and ran it over again. And folks, I had our webmaster, Spencer. We're going to play this here. Every football player for the Cleveland Browns on the field, we attached a denomination: Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian. You'll see it when the video plays.
Okay.
I want you to see the power of biblical unity if we would all come together. Now, when the ball snapped, all the players go in their own directions to block their man. But I want you to watch the end of this play.
Okay.
Eric, if you will, go ahead and play that, Eric.
Did you send it by way of the way we connected? because
no, I probably didn't. Maybe he didn't. Maybe, if he didn't get it, he didn't get it.
What we'll do is we'll put it in the program description box, if folks.
Yeah, do that.
And please watch it. And please send it again. But gosh,
winning, man, we're winning, Doug. We're winning.
We are.
Everywhere you look, we're winning, buddy.
What an uplifting message, and folks, please. Grab your loved ones and sit down and watch this episode, Coach Dave Live. Support this man. Support the mission. Support CoachDaveLive.com. Become part of the team. Coach, thank you so very much.
Doug, I got your back, and I know you got mine.
Amen to that. God bless you. Thank you, sir, for your gracious gift of time.